So, Will, time for Rupert. Cheltenham, Saturday. Big day for all concerned.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. He's been impressive in his first two runs in novice company, and now he's taking on handicappers. But I think he's up to the task.
Yeah, because he's obviously a seasoned performer over hurdles, as we know, second in the world hurdle, etc. But this is a sort of step forward now, isn't it, as far as chasing is concerned?
Yeah, it's a big step up, but he's jumped really well this year. People have said he's jumped like a handicapper. It's just going to be a bit of a difference for him on Saturday, but like I said before, I think he's ready for it.
And tell us what it's like to ride a horse like that, because his jumping is really, you know, those of us who know nothing about it watching in the stands can see how impressive it is. What does it feel like on top?
It's impressive, like it is looking at him. He's always been a pretty good jumper, and I always thought that he'd be even better when he met a fence. Just something a little bit more substantial for him to have to jump, and he's taken to it really well. It's been a help. I suppose the first time he ever got off the ground over fences, Yogi was there, and I think that was a massive help just to point both of us in the right direction, and it's been good ever since.
So this is Yogi Breisner, who did so much with Long Run as well, and he's a bit of a jumping guru for all of you, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just a case of when you're dealing with horses every day, you just get on with it, but it's just good to bring someone in who has a fresh outlook on it, and I think it's just a help.
And he helps the jockeys as well as the horses, does he?
I've used Yogi sort of ever since I started riding. He really came down to help with Rupert, and I just happened to be on him, really.
And what is it about him and Cheltenham? Last five races have been at Cheltenham. What is it? 3 wins and 2 seconds. Not a bad place to obviously love.
Yeah, no, he loves it, and that's a big help for us. And I don't know, I just think he's an out-and-out stayer, I think, and he just attacks that hill when he gets to it, and I think that's probably the helper. I mean, that's a massive advantage.
So horses for courses, it does exist, does it? It's obviously it's a well-known phrase.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's won on numerous courses. I just think that it really suits him that, I mean, he turns into that straight and he really gallops up that hill because he just stays so well.
And what about for you, being associated with a horse like this? Because, what, you're 29 years old, but this is the best horse you've ever been involved with, isn't it?
Yeah, by a long
shot. No surprises on Twitter, you say, Rupert is my favourite horse.
Yeah, no surprise at all. And, I mean, I'm just very lucky to have found him in that bumper a couple of years ago, Mr. Weber, and I've ridden him 13 times now, and I mean, looking forward to Saturday. He's a joy to ride, I mean, and I mean, he just keeps galloping, and he keeps finding for you, and I think he'd die for you. So I think that's, as a jockey, it's great to have a horse underneath you that you know will give you everything he's got.
And so, if you would describe his character, how you say he'd die for you, is he's a real tough one, is he?
Yeah, he's very tough. I mean, he's a great horse to do anything with. I mean, in the box, riding him out in the morning. I mean, he's just such a professional. I mean, I think he gets more and more professional every time he runs, and that's a help to him as well, because I mean, I think he conserves energy with not messing about before the race or anything like that. I think he just he puts all his energy into racing.
And he was a good hurdler. He's obviously an up-and-coming steeplechaser. He must have you sort of dreaming as when you're trying to get to sleep. You're dreaming of all sorts.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I'm thinking of, I mean, this year and next year and years, 2 or 3 years down the line, what he potentially can do. So,
so what's in those dreams?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we get Saturday out of the way, and then hopefully onto the RSA and good performance in that, and then next year, hopefully, I mean, he's going to be a Gold Cup horse, I hope.
And just finally, a few days leading up to it, quiet day at Leicester, we're talking here, just sort of a routine day. Nervous about this? Because you're right, you're all right in the spotlight, aren't you, on Saturday?
Nervous, no. You get nervous about the bad ones, not the good ones. I'm looking forward to him. I mean, as soon as I get on him, I just think I've got a good rapport with him. I've got a good partnership, and I'm just looking forward to it. Like I said, you get nervous about the ones that aren't very good. I think just look forward to him.
Well, look, best of luck on Saturday, and thanks for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you.
Super. Okay.